Well, if you're having issues in your home, it how do you get rid of that then? Would just having a crucifix on the wall, or a painting of Jesus, or would do you need holy water or your house blessed?
This is a very good question, Cyrus. Very good question. So, yeah, having religious images is always a good idea because naturally it's a way of putting entities on notice that you love God and you are seeking to be close to Him. So that's always a good thing. In themselves, though, it's hard to say whether or not those would be sufficient to repel an evil spirit. I mean, I was in a chapel, I was in a chapel with the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle, and whatever was going on, if indeed this is what it was still happening. But still, that's a good thing to do. Holy water, excellent. Holy water is not magical. It doesn't have any magical properties, but it is blessed and dedicated to God by the blessing of the priest. And countless saints have said that holy water does repel the evil one. It does repel evil spirits insofar as it's a reminder to them of our salvation in Jesus Christ and that our baptism is being buried with him in death and rising from the waters with him in his Easter resurrection. And that is extremely painful, we're told, to the devil. So blessing yourself, blessing your home with holy water is always a good idea. You'll notice, in answer to your question, Cyrus, that when an exorcism is performed, holy water and the blessing with the holy water is one of the things that the exorcist used. So that is a very good question. And for anyone listening right now, if you have something weird going on in your house, phenomena that you can't explain. I remember talking to a woman and her husband. They picked me up at the airport. I forget where now. And they picked me up when I came into town to give a talk. And just like over lunch, the wife started just telling stories about weird things that were going on in their house. And it involved their daughter, and their daughter, who was a teenager, had been secretly practicing tarot cards. And there were other just esoteric, occultic things that she was doing. And the parents found out about it, but it was only gradual. And the mom was describing how there were odd things in the house. Like she would find little, it was weird. She said, I used to find these little, pyramids made out of sand and pebbles in odd places, like a windowsill or in some other strange place. And I said, what do you mean a pyramid? She said, yeah, it was weird because as soon as you touch it, it would just crumble, it would fall apart. But it was in this very specific shape. And it must have been painstaking to put all these little pebbles into that shape so that they wouldn't fall. But and then she said she would find them in, like, she found it one time in her daughter's bed. She went to go make the bed, and there's like this little pyramid of tiny little stones. So I said, and there were other things like that. So I said, so what did you do? So she said, we went through her room, we went through everything, and we began to find these occult things. We found the tarot cards, we found other things, and we just got rid of everything. And then I said, did you have a priest come over to your house and bless it? She said, no, should we? I said, absolutely. So she invited Father McGillicuddy over. At least that's what I told her to do. Have him come over and feed him a nice meal, and then have him bless your home, bless every room of your home, and pray prayers of deliverance and bless each room with holy water. And I'll bet you she did that because she was pretty bothered by that. As you can imagine, Cyrus, right?
So that's like a real life Ghostbuster. Sorry.
Who are you going to call,
Yeah, who are you
Cyrus?
going to call?
You're going to call Patrick Madrid at 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. This is not the hour of ghost stories. This is not, we're not doing ghost stories today. We just sort of fell into this as a result of that excellent call.